Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's March 2nd, Friday, 2012. We're here to talk about movies. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Act of Valor was number one, $24.5 million, followed by Tyler Perry's Good Deeds, $15.6 million, Journey to the Mysterious Island, $13.4 million, Safe House, $10.9 million, and The Vow with $9.9 million. New at the box office this week are The Lorax, Project X, This Is Not a Film, possibly, maybe, depending on your neighborhood, Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie, and other things in limited release you most likely will not see. In the news, Paramount has confirmed this week that Indiana Jones will be coming out on Blu-ray this fall. That's the good news. The bad news is it will have a best-of collection of extras, meaning you'll probably want to hold on to your DVDs to see what's going to be coming until you decide to upgrade. I mean, if you like special features and you like Star Wars, you know, if you kept your Star Wars DVDs, the bonus features on the Blu-rays were completely different, and you didn't get your DVD extras on the Blu-rays. Very crafty people. But the Indiana Jones box set, all four movies, so you already have Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. You'll be buying it again. I don't have it, so whatever. No specific release date was set, but you will be buying slash rebuying Indiana Jones at some point in the fall. Sam Raimi is working on a remake of Day of the Triffids, a Killer Plant movie. Neil Cross has been tapped to write. Anger Management, the new Charlie Sheen show, will now also feature Brett Butler. She also had a Chuck Lorre sitcom, so wonder how that casting came about. Another SpongeBob SquarePants movie is in the works for 2014. I saw the first one at my bachelor's party. I wish I was kidding. No, actually, it was a fun movie. But the Horrible Bosses writers are now being handed the National Lampoon Vacation franchise for what it's worth. I don't know what this means as far as a movie, but we'll see. If you're a fan of music or the old Adam West Batman show, you might be interested in hearing that the Aquabat Super Show will be on the Hub Network, the Hasbro Cable Channel, this weekend. There's currently a 3-minute free preview on iTunes. It's exactly as campy and low budget as you would hope. It involves a bunch of guys in spandex surfing outfits fighting ants and guys in suits wearing ant masks. So it's, I have high hopes for it. I've been to a lot of Aquabat shows, though, so it looks like a good time. New at Entertainment Earth. Mugs. You like mugs? Everyone likes mugs, and that's why we have mugs on sale. You can get licensed mugs from Marvel, DC, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Star Trek, and more. Buy three, get a fourth free. Mix and match, get whatever you like. The sale ends on Tuesday. In toy news, NECA confirmed Michael Biehn's Kyle Reese will be coming to its Terminator action figure line this year. Exciting. They're also doing a bunch of Aliens figures, and of course, Hicks is on the list. Another Space Marine to be determined is on the way, too. Hopes are not high for Ripley, but I'm going to keep my fingers crossed anyway, because optimist. Slug Zombies are in stock from Jack's Pacific. Well, some of them sold out. Slug Zombies is a new line of unpainted green figures. They're like Muscle Men. If you like Muscle Men, these are zombies like Muscle Men, and they're all kind of wacky. Like there's like one coming out of a garbage can. There's one that looks like Abraham Lincoln.